his name. Let's stay in if you like.
Amen. Are you happy to be out tonight?
Yeah.
It's a wonderful time.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, you're so appreciative
for all you've done.
Your grace and your mercy in our lives. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would just come down, Father. You promised you'd be here. Lord, where two or three are gathered, you said you would be there. Lord, just flow amongst us. Meet every need we have. Strengthen us, encourage us. Even in the songs, Father, we sing. Lord, may we sing them with revelation and understanding, knowing that we're singing about us, our home, or our revelation that you give us. Bless us, each and every one now, Lord. May your will be done. We look to you now, Father, in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. If you would, turn your little pamphlet book there, page 11. Comforter has come.
Amen. Has he come to you?
Hallelujah.
Oh, spread the tidings round wherever man is found, wherever human hearts and human woes abound. Let every Christian tongue proclaim the joyful sound, the Comforter.
He lives.
your heart. Praise his holy name.
Amen.
Page 60.
Just over a couple pages. I've been changed.
Amen.
He's living in your heart, saints. You definitely see a change.
Amen.
Well, I've been to the river and I've been baptized. I've been born in the blood of the Lamb. I've been changed from the creature that once I was. And redeemed, amen, is now my name. Oh, I've been changed. Oh, I've been newborn now. All my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference he made when the Lord came and stayed in my heart. Oh, yes, I've been changed. Oh, Satan broke my heart. By his grace, I can say I've been redeemed, amen. Oh, I've been changed from the creature I once held me. Where I was bound, I now am free. Oh, I've been changed, I am newborn now. All my life has been.
Change my heart, change my life, change my soul. Amen. Praise his holy name. Amen. Page 68, right there beside you. Amen. I saw the light. Amen.
I wandered so aimless, my life filled with sin. I would let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger.
To see him. Look upon his face. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. There to sing forever. streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Amen. Would you have a request for him, something on your heart?
Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Praise his name. Brother Tim, would you like to take the request?
We all know we're living in the last days. We can see the perilous times we're in. Everywhere there's wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes. People are running scared yet living in sin. Hours of each day are growing shorter. God's clock is ticking the last few minutes away. The appearing of the Lord is drawing closer. How does our lives measure up today? That's why feels like something's just about to happen. You can feel the tension in the air. The Spirit of the Lord is crying out, draw closer. Leave behind this old world and its care. There's no time for flesh entertainment. We're waiting for the promise of the age. We know it's now time for confirmation. How does our lives measure up today? That's why I pray. I cry for grace that I won't come up short. In my heart I'm crying out to be that overcomer. Every day I'm praying for strength to endure.
Precious Heavenly Father, again we want to tell you from the depths of our heart that we truly, greatly appreciate this little opportunity you give us this evening. That you give us health and strength to gather here together with saints of like precious faith. And Lord, again, as I mentioned so many times, and not only here, Lord, but many times just talking to you wherever I'm at. So thankful for the desire, Lord, you've placed in our hearts. And we come gathered again tonight, Lord, because this little song is so precious to us, only believe. Lord, we ask that you'd help us to believe everything in your precious word. Make it more real to us, Lord. It may seem like at times it's maybe in a carnal way to think of it, Lord. Maybe some would think of it as something small, something little. But, Lord, please forgive us for ever thinking those thoughts. Because there is nothing small in your word. There is nothing little. There is nothing of less importance. It is all you, Lord. And everything about you is important and great and mighty and powerful. For you are the Word. So we ask now that you would bless us to receive a little portion tonight. You know in the hearts of every man and woman and person here. We ask that you bless them, Lord, with your Word. And open our hearts to it now. In your glorious, precious name we ask. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I am so thankful to be here. Amen. So, Brother Askus, you know, I'm happy to be here, and I'm very thankful to be here. And I'm very thankful and happy to see each one of you. Amen. Let us turn our Bibles to the book of Philippians. Amen. And let's turn to the second chapter of Philippians and read a portion here. And this is where we want to build our little exhortation off of this evening. Thought I'd try not to hold you too long this evening and not go into something real deep. And also just remember, keep praying. God will bless Brother Smith, George Smith, as he's on his way up this weekend. And Lord, bless the services. Amen. They have the preeminence of everything. So we find here Philippians 2, and let's begin here at the first verse. Can everybody hear me okay?
Amen.
Some sometimes say they can't hear me real good. My voice goes down so low sometimes. You know, I need a, I don't know. I guess I ain't got to let me keep one sound coming forth all the time, or one tone. It goes down and up a lot, but trust you'll be able to hear it. If not, they can turn it up a little bit more. I'll try not to blast you out if I get excited. All right, so we'll find your first verse. If there be therefore any consolation, in other words, comfort or encouragement in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, or communion or participation with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, if any bowels or strong inwardness, compassion for others, and mercies or pity, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife, we'll come back to that a little bit, or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. And the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. You know, here a week or so ago, we was talking about the tongue and the poisons that comes from the tongue, you know, and so forth. And deadly poisons. And it just seemed like that this little subject, I know, just seemed like today sometime the Lord laid this on my heart. Actually, early this morning when I was getting out of bed. And I thought, well, we'll just kind of look into it. Before I went to work, I went in my room and began to read a few things. And just seemed like the Lord was laying some things on my heart. So I want you to just, again, listen to the Word. And pay attention to everything that's being read. And, you know, this is one of them things that, you know, I'd rather see this manifested in our life and alive or real and than to see another 100 messages preached. I really would. If you can just get one thing and get it down, and get it living, and it be the way God wants it to be, then move on to the next thing, you know. But it seems like as the days go by, and time is quickly going by, but it just seems as time's pressing on, and we're getting closer to the appearing of the Lord, it just seems like there is things that just are greater illuminated to us. That maybe it's oftentimes things that's just been slid under the rug, is to say. You know, and not much really happened with it, or nothing really changed like it should. And, you know, and sometimes I wonder, is the Holy Spirit doing this for a reason? You know, I mean, to get us ready. You know, we know the sun is to shine, and the harvest time is here, and it's to get all the greenness out. And to become more like Christ, and that we would see Him living and not us, and not us hanging on to any carnal sensuality, foolishness at all, but it'd just be a complete expression of Jesus Christ, the life of Jesus Christ made manifest. And actually, I'd got a letter today, too, in the mail that kind of made me think of these things as we just went into it, and I got home, and they said I had a letter in the mail. And most of you will probably remember him, but Danny Pierce, probably remember him. Came here for a while, then he turned to the wrong direction, went out in drugs and all kinds of terrible things. And in the letter, of course, he was saying that now he's beginning to realize that, you know, this is the most important thing, and he realizes even he made the statement to read the prophet's messages is like reading the Bible, you know. And he's in a rehab place and out in Indiana. But, you know, and he was feeling bad how he had treated me and what he'd done with what I'd helped him with, you know, and so forth. You know, I'd bought him a car and practically gave him enough money to live on for quite a while. And then he turned and went, as I said, a wrong direction. But we find here, you know, that, I don't know what he's, I'm going to plan on writing him a letter, Lord willing. But, you know, I don't know what he still feels that I feel about him, but I definitely would want him to know I don't have no hard feelings against him at all. You know, I realize that he feels bad about what he did and so forth. But I have no hard feelings at all, and I'd do anything I possibly could for him, even right now, you know. But, you know, and I was thinking of that situation, and thinking about another situation of some precious ones over in Africa that Paul and Heather's been helping out, and we helped them out a little bit during the message, and, you know, and how thankful they are and how little they have. And it just, these things come together the last couple days, and it made me think of this. So let's just go through some things here, and I want you to just open up your heart and give yourself a test. You know, just ask yourself, are you able to pass this test? As many times we give ourselves a test, because we know we are to measure ourselves up by the Word, not by ourselves. It's very unwise to measure yourself up by yourself, the Scripture tells us. So we want to measure ourselves up by the Word, okay? And that's what we're going to do now as we go into these things. But we find here, Paul is saying here, fulfill ye my joy, which is fulfill was, I looked it up in Greek, is to have the complete full measure of joy. And Paul was speaking, this is what I have. Now fulfill ye my joy, the joy that I have, this completeness of it. You know, a lot of people think, well, you just get a little speck of joy when you receive the Holy Ghost. But the Scripture tells us that's fruits of the Spirit, joy, peace, you know, all these different things. And it's just those little specks, but there's a great measure of it, you see. But people want to cut it down, you know, because they have maybe a lot of rough times in their life and things go a little wrong. So they try to cut it back to where it ain't much there, or they don't think it has to be there. But it's still one of the fruits of the Spirit, you know, it's and peace and so forth, okay? So we find here Paul is speaking of this. He said that you be like-minded. You have the same thoughts that I have, he said. Okay? I remember the prophets was given for examples. Is that right? Absolutely. That ye be like-minded, having the same love. I think of that, the same love. Now, Apostle Paul had experienced this love that our Lord Jesus Christ had. We're going to talk about some things here. He'd experienced this love. What do you think stirred Paul in such a way that he would want to even go to preach to the Greeks, you know, and try to present Christ to them? Well-learned, educated people, intellectual, had to think everything out and had to think things through, and yet to present Christ to them. Of course, we know the rebound he got from them, but yet he had that press in his heart, that love in his heart to express this to whoever he came to. What about when they went to prison, we talk about so many times? And then Paul and Silas went to prison, you know, and they was bound in chains and fetters and so forth. And here they was in that situation, begin to raise their hands or sing praise, however they did it, begin to worship God. And the place was shaken. And the doors was open. And yet, such love Paul had for that jailer. Yeah. Knowing he was a part of keeping the door locked, keeping him in there, locking Paul up, keeping the commandments of whatever his higher-up authorities said this jailer had to do, and he made sure that kept an eye on him and so forth, you know. So there's a part of that, keeping Paul pinned up, you know, Paul and Silas. But yet, Paul didn't think of him that way. But just think how we would think maybe of those that maybe would put us in prison, maybe put us in situations that's not very comfortable, and these others would be a part of it, maybe a victim of circumstance. How would we feel toward them? Since it was a part of that same clan or government or whatever it may be, how would we feel about them? No. But see, Paul is trying to express something here. That many, many people, that's even Christians, don't give it a shake of a chance in their life. Although they claim to be Christians, believers, filled with the Holy Ghost and all these things. But we've begun to find out there's so many things scripturally that's in the Word that's supposing to be Christians, believers, Christians, filled with the Holy Spirit, to have the life of Christ on display. So many times we do not have. It's just not there. And yet we want to call ourselves believers. We want to call ourselves message followers. We want to say we believe the prophet and his message of the day. We believe in Malachi 4, all these things, Revelation 10, 20. We believe in all these things, but yet, such things as simplicity is overlooked so many times. Do you think that's God? Do you think it's the Holy Spirit? You see? Sometimes we need to just shake ourselves, friends, and examine ourselves and see if we're really the believer we say we are. See if we really have the life that he said we're supposed to have. But you know what most of people's problems are? Think they got time to read that? You think they got time to listen to the Word? No. No. They don't take the time. And if they read it, they usually go in and try to read it just for the attitude of, to satisfy, I read Scripture today, so, you know, I've done my part. Is that really why we go in and read the Scripture? So we can feel in ourselves, I've done my part? Or when we read the Scripture, are we praying and asking God, let something, Lord, pop out at me? Maybe something I need to overcome. Something that I'm short of in my life. Maybe it's not right. Maybe something going on. Maybe something going to happen. Lord, open the Scripture to me. Make it real. Make it alive. Or do we read it just to say, I read the Bible? Is that why you read it? Or you don't even take time to do it? Too busy. Too many things to do. Well, by the time I get done, Brother Steve, I'm so tired and so wore out. Is that an excuse? Remember, to love Christ is to love His Word. Do you feel you had to make yourself read it to make you feel like a good boy, a good girl? Or do you read it because you love it and you feel within you can't live without it? Now we're talking about when it's real. But if it's just a book and it's just a Bible, the prophet's message is just books and it's just a book and it's just a tape, it's just this, that, and the other, and it's kind of nice to listen to once in a while, it's kind of nice to read once in a while because it is God's holy word and we really should do it, you know, because I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, I really should do this. Is that really why you do it? One thing about it. You can sit there tonight, but you'll never hide anything what I'm saying if it's in your life from God. You'll never do it. So don't even try. The only thing you can do is, Lord, forgive me for being so slowful and being caught up in this Laodicean age. Blind, wretched, miserable, and know it not. So may these things in the Scripture, and maybe what I'm repeating tonight and exhorting upon tonight, may stir a greater flame in your heart to search these things in that Bible and in those prophets' messages, that you'll find it made manifest in your life. Because without it, you will die. If you're not already dead. We're in a serious time, saints. As I begin to go into this little subject, we may call it, it's so serious. Don't we realize at any time, if not already, could be souls in prison? Don't we realize that? Work out your own salvation with fear and trouble. Yeah. The pastor can't work it out for you. He can only say and bring, as the Holy Ghost leads him, what to say. It's up to you whether the change will be made. That's why I say with what I'm saying, and we'll read here tonight also, I'd rather see this lived than another next 100 messages preached. Yeah. Because if this ain't lived, the next 100 messages ain't going to do you a bit of good. Do you understand? Because all you got to do is leave out one word. One word is all we have to leave out. See? So let's read it again. Let nothing be done through strife. That's you put yourself in a position to throw yourself out to where you're the most important. Yeah. Or vain glory, or have self-esteem or pride. But in lowliness of mind, lowliness of thoughts, your thinking is in a state of lowliness. But again, as I said a couple weeks ago, what happens so many times when people find this message? They listen to a few things and then they need real revelation. They've got themselves so puffed up and so high, there ain't nobody better than them. And fooey with the sinner. I ain't got time for a sinner. Because we get so big and so puffed up that I'm a son or daughter of God. Forgetting what else the Word says. And Paul's bringing it to our recognition here. A lowliness of mind. By grace ye are saved. By grace. By grace I saved. Not of any works we've ever done. Not by coming to church every day. Not by praying every day. Not by reading every day. By grace you are saved. Don't never forget it. But in lowliness of mind, let each, so don't leave anybody out. Let each, he's talking to you. He's talking to me. Let each esteem other better than themselves. How many times do we live that? Especially in this country. And with the attitude this nation has, do we really esteem others better than ourselves? Wow. Don't forget, our Lord Jesus Christ died on a cross because God loved you more than his pain and suffering, our Lord Jesus, when he hung on that cross. He loved you more than that. The shame that he bore, the people mocking him, laughing at him. You claim to be the Son of God, and you can't even bring yourself down off that cross? Think of it, friends. Think of it really good. Let not every man on his own things, or he says here, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better themselves. Look not every man on his own things, or again, he didn't leave anybody out. Look not every man on his own things. I looked up that Greek on that look. And it says, is to observe or contemplate, to fix one's eyes upon, direct one's attention to look to care for. Look, not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Like we said again last week, or whatever it was there not too long ago, remember, you may not know what the other fellow's going through. Yeah. How are you thinking about the situation? Are you thinking more on the things of others than the things of yourself? Wow. You know, we might have $100 in our pocket. And we've maybe had plans and got a long plan ahead. What we're going to do with that $100. And it may be something that you can have fun with. Might be something you can have a lot of pleasure with. But are you looking and seeing on the things of others that may be in need? And you shut up your bowels of compassion and say, no, I'm going here with that $100. I don't care if that kid ain't got good enough shoes to wear or not. I've planned this a long time. Where yet? When you can see someone that may have a need, and you just close yourself right off, and you may have saved that $100 for 3 or 4 weeks, and you see that need, and you go ahead and stick that right in your savings account. What would you have done if our Lord Jesus Christ would have felt the same way as many so-called Christians feel today? Wow. We'd all be in trouble. We all would be. People want to call themselves Christians so easy. So easy. They don't care. But do you truly esteem others better than yourself? Or do you want to be the hot shot that knows everything and can do all things and do this, that, and the other? Do you really have a lowliness of mind? Think about a situation not too long ago. You know, I got to be careful how I say this because I don't want the brother to think anything wrong. But in other words, he was thinking he was right. Something material-wise, I just let it go. You know, I could have jumped in there and said, no, this ain't the way it is. This is this, that, and the other, and this way, and the other. I thought, well, we'll just let the Holy Ghost take care of this. So I just done as the Holy Ghost was telling me on the inside to do, and the brother ends up saying, oh, you know, that's probably not. You know, you're probably right, you know, because I just mentioned a couple of things. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. But what if I'd have went there with the wrong attitude? You're wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. With that puffed up, vain glory for myself. What if I hadn't thrown myself to that lower position? You know what? Feelings would have been hurt. There would have been wrong thoughts. Then there would have been an ought between two. See? But are we watching constantly for those traps? Opportunities? Or we just blow through them And then we find out, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. What if our Lord Jesus, and that's all he'd have got done doing, and had to say, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have done that. He said, well, I'm not the Lord Jesus. But you've got the same spirit in you if you're born again. If the Bible says don't do this, the body quickly turns to it. Am I quoting right? I thought it was. Yeah. But we're still so used to making so many excuses. Why? Is it because we know we can't live it? Or is it we just don't care? Or is it we just don't want to study? We just don't want to pray? The question was asked Brother Branham one time. How can I get closer to God? Brother Branham's answer was, study and pray. Study and pray. You'll get closer. But if you ain't got time for it, you ain't gonna get too close. And you'll still esteem yourselves better than everybody else. You'll still be Mr. and Mrs. I got it all. Yeah. I know it all. I am this and I am that and I'm this, that, and the other. Not realizing that that's what people see. Instead of entering into things with humility and kindness and gentleness, being led by the Holy Spirit. How many times do we talk without waiting on the Holy Spirit to lead? How many times do we do things without the Holy Ghost leading? To this day, saints, I still pray and pray many times before I even buy something. I just want to make sure it would not offend, it would not cause me to go off the word, that it would not do something, cause me to do something down the road. I pray many times. Yeah. Before I even buy something. I'm not saying you have to do that, but that's what I feel in my heart. Yeah. I don't want to do anything if my God doesn't approve of it. Sometimes I get caught in some things and we'll do it. And I said, yep, there you go again. A little flesh popped up. You got to do some more crucifying. Kill him. Yeah. Because you realize how dangerous it is. But do we seek the leading of the Holy Spirit every day in our life? It may sound like I'm just rumbling on, but this is what the Holy Spirit wants me to do tonight. To bring some things to your attention. And I'll guarantee you, friends, somebody filled with the Holy Ghost will see those things just pop out everywhere. You take somebody that's a backbiter, you watch. Them Holy Ghost filled people, they can see that right now. Just, they notice it. What do? Pray for that person. Yeah. What do they do for a person that is always thinking about their own self? And nobody else? Pray for them. Lord, help them. Help them, Lord. But so many times we're so centered upon our own will, what we want to do in life. And forget your fellow brother, your sister, whatever it may be. Yeah. But you know what I've heard the attitude before in the past? They can handle it on their own. They're a big boy. They're a big girl. They can get through it. I've heard that before. Many times. But what if you was in their shoes? Maybe they're going through something that you haven't been through. Yeah. Maybe they're dealing with a situation in their home that you've never dealt with. So you're just going to still say, oh, he's a big boy. Just let him take care of himself. I ain't got no help for him. Huh? Instead of being thoughtful and thinking more on the things of others, and I said, brother, is there anything at all I can do for you at all? Would it help if I do this for you or that? Maybe a sister going through something, and maybe you fix them a meal and take it to their family at night? Yeah. I'm busy fixing my own meal. I got my own family to feed. That's the attitude of many so-called Christians that wants to be believers. Yeah. I hope what I'm saying is striking something down inside. Because it's time that Jesus Christ is on display and not a bunch of carnal human beings that say they're believers. Where do you find it, Brother Steve? Right there. That so many don't have time for. There was a little thing in that, a little pamphlet in the little Bible that I spoke of here last week or so. It was given to me. It was supposed to be my grandpa's, which had their names and stuff, and all the children's names and different things, and very old Bible. But there's a little pamphlet in there. We have time to dance. We have time for pleasures and different things that went on. We have time for bridge. It was a game they used to play. We have time for bingo and all these different things, you know, to give us the idea. We have time for all these things. But when it got to the end, but did you have time for God? Will He have time for you? True that is. We have time for all these things in life. It's bad enough just keeping up with the things that have to be done. That have to be done. But then we want to overflood it with other things until we have no time for God. Yeah. Yes. The one thing about it, will He have time for you? Wouldn't it be terrible to stand and face Him on the day of judgment? And stand there as someone that didn't have time for God? You had to try your 5-yoke oxen? You had to go check your land out? That wife you was married to was more important? All these different things? And have to stand there before the great Almighty, the great judge, and say to you, you didn't have time for me. Oh, you didn't have time for me. Just think then how important this life is going to look to you then. And you begin to look back and think about, you done this, and you got into this, and you done this, that, and the other. How much is going to mean to you? Yeah. It will mean very much to you. I only got through one scripture, but let me just read something else and I'll close. It's been about a half hour. Now, thinking about our Lord Jesus, just to say a few things. Why don't you, sisters, come on up and I'll close me out, because I don't want to hold you too long. Romans 5:6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. I want you to think about this now. Tell me He didn't think more of you. Oh, yeah. Yes. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yeah. Yet peradventure, or perhaps for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us. Think of that. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Think of that, will you? Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners. When they were spitting on Him, mocking Him, beating Him, their thrashing him with a whip, pressing a crown of thorns on his head, all the things that they'd done to him. And he knew he was going through this so that you and I could be free. That our sins would be forgiven. That we would have his life in us. He didn't think much of you. He thought a lot of us. A lot. And all he's asking is through his prophet, he mentions, think more on the things of others than yourself. Where are we at? Can we pass the test? There's a lot more to be said on it, but it took enough time. Do we really think more on the things of others than ourselves? I look back and I can see different times in my life where I fell short. Yeah. I ask him to forgive me. Yeah. But Lord, don't let me ever fail again. Dear Lord, don't ever let me fail again. A man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Let it be to me, O Lord, according to thy will. Amen. Oh, saints, measure yourself up with the word. Don't let just the Bible be something you read to satisfy a reading sensation. But ask God to make every word alive and real to you. And you may not read as much. I don't know why anybody ever go in there and just think, I'm going in here and I'm going to at least read a chapter right now. I go in with the attitude, Lord, help me, whatever word I read, make it alive to me, whether I get to the end of the chapter or not. Don't let me miss the I, the dot on the I, or the T, the cross, the slice that crosses the T. Don't let me miss it, Lord. Make it real to me. You see? That should be our desire. Oh, my. I hope you see it the way I see it. I hope it's real to you. But there's so many things in this Bible. Has it really been made alive to us? Or is it just, we read it, and we can even tell somebody about it? I know where that scripture is at. I'll tell you where it's at, Brother Steve. It's right here, this, and then the other. But did it really become alive to you to where it's actually manifesting? Oh, my. When I was thinking about that family and the church over in Africa, I thought, my, they are just so thankful to get help. And they're going through the same thing we are. You know, here, a young man, he's a school teacher, but not having school, so he's not making no money. And here's family, things ain't easy to come by like it is us. By no means. And it's hard to believe how appreciative they are. How so thankful they are. They was able to go today and buy their children's shoes. Yes. They was able to buy food that they needed. That they wasn't able to eat. So thankful. So appreciative. And we just take it for granted. We just take it for granted our children's able to wear shoes. We're able to wear nice clothes. Yes. We're able to go eat just about anything we want to eat. Yeah. But to them, they are so thankful. Oh my. We ought to be so thankful. I know maybe sometimes we're not like we should be, but we ought to be. We really ought to be. For God's mercy, His grace, His word, His love for us. When's the last time we had to pray and ask God to put food on our table? Some of you did years ago, but when's the last time we did? The money that they received, they prayed and asked God. They gathered together and asked God to lead them. What to spend it for. Ask God to bless it. we're so blessed with it. We may make an extra $50 doing something. We don't give it a thought. It's nothing to us. My. But one day we may see a time like that. Then what are we going to do?
Amen.
But if we see someone in need, friends, it don't have to be financially or money. Maybe it's just something they're going through. Is your arms out to help? Are you there willing to do it? Is it your desire to do it, or do you feel like you're being forced to do it? It's just a little something tonight, friends, I just feel led to expound upon and let you take a little test and see where you're at. If you can't pass the test, then you need to climb, right? Yeah. So remember, every time we come in here, we should go out different. If we don't, something's wrong. Let us all stand. I think of these things and think of what God is requiring and blessed us with, and yet what is required. How about you can think, but to think, I need thee, oh, I need thee. To know that there may be another scripture in there that's not real to you, that's not made alive. I need thee. Feel that way? I'm afraid there might be something else there. Maybe I'm not seeing right. I need thee, Lord. I need thee every hour. Help me not to miss anything, Lord. Do you have that same desire? Or do you care? Do you feel that way? Do you really care if you're, or not, if you're missing something that's in there? Or are you one of these people, I got it all? I feel sorry for you. I don't know if one of us has got it all. We still need things from God. Yeah. Our life shows it. Yeah. Our life proves it. We still need things from God. So Lord, help me. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. If anybody else wants to pass by, that's fine, but don't let me be passed by, Lord. I need thee. You want to sing it with me? Let's sing it a little chorus and be dismissed. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee, oh, bless, hallelujah, me now, my Savior. I come to thee. With our heads bowed. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another little service, may not have been something, Lord, a bunch of screaming and shouting and jumping up and down and running all over the place. Father, if we just take these words, these few words, and place in our hearts, be expressed in our lives. As I said, Lord, but if it lacks in our lives, I'd rather see this lived than another next 100 messages I'd ever preach. Lord, help us now. May by your Holy Spirit you bring these precious things to reality in our life. And anything else that we miss, things in our life that maybe hasn't, Lord, enlarged to us to where we can see it and understand it and see that it has to be made alive. May your Holy Spirit quicken all this word to our hearts. Bless us, Lord. Bless us. I need thee, Lord. And I'm sure there's probably someone standing with me tonight now that still needs you too. So I'm asking that you bless them also, Lord. Lord, again, we pray for our brothers and sisters wherever they're at. All over the world, you know what they have need of, Lord. You know what they need in their life. And if we can be a little part of it anywhere, Lord, even our brothers and sisters here with us, whatever it may be, may we look on the things of others and things of ourselves. Let us esteem others greater than ourselves. Lord Jesus, make these things real, is my prayer. And Lord, I'm sure you'll be more satisfied and pleased with what's going on. Pray thy will be done now in our lives. Guide us and lead us to all truth and all righteousness. We may glorify you above all things. Again, bless Brother Geisinger, Lord. He's mentioned so many times. Brother Samba, Sister Marilyn, Lord, all those that desire to be here and can't be, pray that you'll bless them and meet the needs in their lives. Glorious name we ask now, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Sing it one more time for me.
I need thee, oh,
I need you, Lord.
Every hour I need thee, oh. My Savior, I come to thee,
and the Lord richly bless you and dismiss you.